As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, today's a little emotional for me. My oldest turns 10 years old today. Happy birthday, Carter! And every Thursday, we do something because right about the age of, I would say it started at 8, Carter went full-blown question mode. Like, doesn't have conversations, just asks rapid-fire questions.
Sure.
So we've started Carter's questions. He's got to lay off the questions at home. He gets to ask one question on the radio.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Mom, it's my last day being a 9-year-old.
I know. Happy early birthday, my love.
Thank you. For Carter's question, I wonder, what's your best birthday gift?
What's going to top your list?
I think my 6th birthday where I got my quad.
Yeah, he's a little spoiled.
Wow.
By Grandpa, but that was a sentimental birthday for some family reasons. So he got a quad.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Did he ever get hurt on it?
No, not yet. Thanks, thank Anthony.
Sorry. I don't want to jinx him. I'm just worried about the guy.
What about you, though, for Carter's question? What is your all-time favorite birthday gift that you can remember?
So, I mean, growing up, I remember my parents were so great. And, I mean, from new bikes to video games, but I'm going to be 100% honest with you and try not to cry here, but
Barbie dream house.
No, that was at the age of 32. No, ever since having our daughter Reese, I look forward to like the little like drawings and things that she'll make.
Aww.
I always wondered like why like my mom kept every little piece of drawing and artwork and something that like my brother and I made,
right?
And I'm like, just throw it away, it's trash. I fully understand now. So anytime I get anything from her and soon my son, like, that's really what I look forward to.
The macaroni necklaces and things like that.
The silliest, cheesiest little things, like the fact that you put the time and effort to make something for me, like, that's top notch. Nothing beats that.
Look at Anthony getting all sentimental.
Don't look at me.
Where are all the bougie people? What is the most, or we'll say the coolest gift that you have ever received for your birthday? I can't believe it. Today, my little cart man turns 10 years old. So we have a birthday edition of Carter's question. He wants to know the all-time best birthday gift you've ever received. He asked me and he's like, Mommy, I think I know what it is. And I was like, what? And he goes, when Daddy proposed on your birthday. And I was like, oh, that's right. I was really thinking about the wakeboard I got when I was 16 years old, but proposal was probably better.
Daddy's on the list, but just not at the top.
Yeah, number two. Wakeboard was way cooler. Who's this?
Michaela.
Hey, Michaela. What was your all-time favorite birthday gift?
A dirt bike.
You got a dirt bike? How old were you?
When I got it, I was 5.
Oh, my gosh. And how old are you now?
6.5.
Do you go off, like, any big jumps? Do you do any cool tricks?
No.
Good. Don't.
Did Mom and Dad get you a matching helmet with it?
No.
All right, well, we might need to talk to Mom and Dad about that one. Julie, let's hear you for Carter's question. What was your all-time best birthday gift?
I threw myself a 60th birthday party, and my son and my daughter-in-law gave me the surprise of having a grandchild.
Oh. Like they had the baby there at the party, or they told you they were pregnant?
No, they told me that we were having a baby.
Oh.
Can you imagine they're having the baby right then and there? All right, delivery and then cake and ice cream.
In my case, it was tequila shots, so no cake and ice cream.
Tequila and then the baby.
Yeah.
Of course. Text message here from 760 says, the best gift I ever got for my birthday was when my husband planned a surprise party for me. He kept it a secret for months. I had no clue he had my friends and family all there. It was very special to me. And then after the party, he said that that's the last party he'd ever planned because it was very stressful. I get it.
One and done. Shout out to Carter's friends right now who just sent the most adorable happy birthday video. Anthony, you saw it. How would you rate their singing?
poor kids. If they're listening, a 10.
You can tell they are all tired, and Mom turned around and said, "You are going to sing happy birthday to Carter right now."
They all sounded like perfect little zombies.
Exactly. It is my Cartman's 10th birthday today, and so he has a special edition of Carter's Question.
For Carter's Question, I wonder, what's your best birthday gift?
What's going to top your list?
I think my 6th birthday where I got my quad.
Yeah, this kid got a quad, not from Mom and Dad. That was from Grandpa for his birthday.
The grandparent gifts are always the best.
10 times better than parent gifts. Thinking of your kid birthdays in the past, is there one that stands out to you? You were like, oh, that was such a cool birthday gift.
I remember I got like this, I think it was like the first bike I ever got. It was like a little mountain bike, which I thought was super cool. That's probably the big cool one.
That is like a milestone birthday gift when you get your first bike. Emma, what was your all-time best birthday gift?
I got tickets to go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Oh!
Did you sing along to every song with her?
Yes. Let me tell you something.
Oh my gosh,
So we're sitting all the way in the back so we could barely see her. And then a lady came up to us and said, how much do you love Olivia Rodrigo? I was like, 10 out of 10, best singer. And then she was like, would you like front rows? And I was like, yes. So we went. And then if you go to the Olivia Rodrigo movie, you could see me.
You're in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
That is so awesome. That's a birthday you'll always remember.
Yeah.
Sarah and Rancho, all-time best birthday gift.
My now husband took me to Robin's Brothers and said, pick one, and got on one knee and proposed.
Oh!
Yes.
Wait, did he do it in the store?
Yes. We walked in the store, and he got on one knee and proposed. He opened an empty box. And then went into the store and said, pick one. And the sweetest part is I went around picking out rings I wanted to try. And I picked out 11 rings that I wanted to try on. And she brings me the tray and there's only 10. And then she brings me another tray and there's 9. And I was like, I didn't pick this one out. And then she brings me a third tray and there's only 1. He had gone the week before and did the same thing, picked out rings that he thought I would like. And there was one that we agreed on, not knowing that each other had agreed on it. So we ended up getting that one.
I love it. It sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Take notes, it men that so are sweet. Listening. That is beautiful.
Yes, it was really sweet. People are like, he needs to pick it out yourself. I'm like, kinda.
I hate to go from that adorable story to this text message from the 951, but it says, the best birthday gift I ever received were my wife actually giving me our divorce papers on my birthday.
I mean, it could be a very nice gift for someone who's trying to get away from that person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.